我每次讲道的时间都希望能够站在台子的前面。
Every time I preach, I long to stand right here in the front.
因为如果站在那边的话，在那个角落的有些弟兄姐妹们看不见我这个人很漂亮。
If I stand behind the podium, nobody can see how handsome I am.
今天的讲道，题目叫《枉然与安然》。
Title of my sermon today is In Vain or in Peace.
我们的经文是出在诗篇第一百二十七篇的第一节跟第二节。
Scripture is from Psalm 127 verses 1 to 3.
我发现我最近讲到常常都是一节经文或者两节经文。
I find that recently when I preach, usually I just preach on one or two verses.
不晓得为什么，也不是故意的哈。
I don't know why, it's not intentional.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
我们发现这一段经文，中文跟英文的意义不大一样。
There are different translations between Chinese and English.
所以这个是翻译的不同。
This is a difference in translation.
最大的困难是在于第二节。
The most challenging is this second verse.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。
In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat.
我心里面想，本是枉然，应该是当然。
I was thinking, in vain, that should be the way it is.
清早起来，然后晚上就睡觉，然后中间呢，我们做工吃饭，这不是当然吗？
You rise up early, go to bed late, in between you work and eat, isn't that a sure thing?
为什么是枉然呢？
Why is it in vain?
这是翻译的问题。
It's a problem with translation.
我们看安歇这两个字。
Let's see what it means to sleep well.
他说夜晚安歇
says sleep at night.
但是事实上中文的翻译不是很好。
In fact, the Chinese translation is not very accurate.
英文翻译叫做 stay up late.
Stay up late is the English translation.
也就是说很晚才睡觉。
Meaning you go to bed very late.
而且英文的翻译没有说安这个字。
Besides, the English translation doesn't say you sleep well.
所以很明显的这个人睡眠不好。
Apparently, this person doesn't sleep well.
第一，他早起晚睡，睡眠不足。
First, because this person get up early and go to bed late, so he's not getting enough sleep.
而且你如果看这一句圣经，它跟下的前半段和后半段是对比的。
Besides, if you see the previous verse and the following verse, there's a contrast.
他下面的下半部说，要安然睡觉。
Next part says he sleeps well.
所以代表这个人呢、啊，他睡觉的质量也不好。
Therefore, the quality of sleep is not good either.
很明显的不是安然睡觉。
Obviously, didn't sleep well.
所以像这种人呢、啊，就应该去找我们江弟兄。
Therefore, this person needs to go find our brother Ambrose.
我们江医生他是睡眠科的研究睡眠的啊，专科医生。
Ambrose, Dr. John, he's expert in sleep.
我记得我刚到这个教会来的时候。
When I first came to this church.
他对我很感兴趣。
He paid special attention to me.
因为我那个时候比较胖。
Because I was heavier.
他见了面第一件事情问我，你的脖子这个颈围多粗？
The first thing he asked me was how big was your neck circumference?
我为了要避免给他做实验。
I'm trying to avoid being his guinea pig.
我就努力地减少我脖子的脖围。
So I try hard to reduce the circumference of my neck.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我现在的确是睡觉也不错。
Indeed, I can sleep well now.
但是圣经上面讲的这个人，他睡眠不好。
This person in the scripture, he doesn't sleep well.
那么。而且他说他吃劳碌得来的饭。
Besides, this person is toiling for food to eat.
那么英文把它翻译得很好，叫做 toiling。 toiling 是就是非常劳碌的意思。
toiling meaning working really hard，
不是一般的劳碌。
not just regular usual working hard。
你看这个人的确劳碌，因为他清晨就起来，然后晚上很晚才睡觉。
Indeed, he worked really hard, get up early and go to bed late.
而且中间我看他大概是非常辛苦的工作。
In between, I'm sure he worked really hard too.
那么在钦定本的圣经呢，他是这样翻译的。
In the King James Version, it says this.
他说这个劳碌得来的饭，他叫 the bread of sorrows.
Translated into the bread of sorrows.
意思说这个饭呢是忧愁的饭。
So the food is food of sorrow.
我不晓得这个人吃饭的时候是怎么吃的。
I wonder how he eats his food.
我相信呢，吃下去也是食之无味。
I'm sure it's tasteless.
因为他心里面想的东西是他忧愁的东西。
Because he was worrying in his heart.
他吃饭不是一件享受。
Even when he eats, he doesn't enjoy it.
他一面吃一面在想着他的问题。
He eats and worry about his problem at the same time.
所以明显的，这不是一个非常正常的人生。
So obviously, this is not a normal life.
这里特别要强调，不是说这个人没有饭吃。
What I want to emphasize is this person is not starving.
他是吃劳碌饭。
He's eating the food of sorrow.
我们知道，上帝创造亚当的时候。
We know when God created Adam.
他把亚当夏娃摆在伊甸园里。
He put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
然后跟亚当夏娃讲，这园子里面的所有的果子，你们都可以拿来做你们的食物吃。
He told them that they can eat all the fruits, any fruits from that garden.
等到亚当夏娃犯罪了以后
，After they sinned,
亚当夏娃被赶出伊甸园。
Adam and Eve were chased out of the garden.
然后上帝审判他们。
And God punished them.
你们要汗流满面才得糊口。
You have to work hard in order to have food.
你知道我们现在人呢、啊，已经不觉得我们要汗流满面才能糊口啊，是一件不对的事情。
Today we don't feel like sweating hard in order to get fed enough. It's not unusual.
但是这不是上帝创造我们的本意。
But that's not God's initial intention.
但是这个人呢、啊，他是特别的劳碌。
But this person worked extremely hard.
他比一般人更辛苦。
More than usual people.
他吃的饭是忧愁的饭。
His food was food of sorrow.
所以我们看到他付了一个很大的代价。
He paid a huge price.
但是我们发现他还付了一个更大的代价。
But we found that he paid something even bigger price.
因为他没有内心的平安。
He had no inner peace.
他患得患失。
He was worrying about gaining or losing things.
我们中文讲患得患失非常好。
This idiom in Chinese is very, very well made.
因为什么？因为你在得的时候，你也心里面忧愁。
Because even when you gain, you also worry.
因为你怕得不到。
Because you are afraid that you cannot gain.
或者你怕得的不够。
Or you worry that you don't gain enough.
等到你得了。
When you gain it,
你又开始害怕你会失掉。
You're afraid that you might lose it.
我几年前在国内参加过一次老总的退休会。
A few years ago, I was in a meeting of CEOs in China.
对，那么我就听到有几个老总做见证。
I heard testimonies from a few CEOs.
他说，大家都羡慕我们当老总。
They said that people envy us.That we are CEOs.
他说其实啊我在没有信主以前
They said in fact before I became a believer
我的生活是非常辛苦的
My life was really tough
他说最大的辛苦还不是在我的工作
The toughest part is not my work
乃是那个心里面没有平安
It's that I was without inner peace
好不容易挣的一片家产
I finally gained all the possessions.
一天到晚都忧愁，恐怕有人来谋得我的家产。
But I worry day and night that people might try to get my possessions.
他们对人没有信任感。
They cannot trust people.
而且他更糟糕的。
What's even worse?
他的家庭的这个婚姻非常的不幸福。
Their family marriage life was not good.
这些老总都是有什么二奶、小三、小四。
All these CEOs had marriage affair.
所以家庭的关系非常非常的紧张。
So their family life was very tense.
他们信主了以后。
After they became believers.
有一个最大的改变。
The biggest change.
他们就能够把他的这一个整个的企业交托在上帝的手里。
They could give, lift all their work, their job to the God, to the Lord.
我听到一位弟兄这样说。
One brother told me.
他说我已经把我整个的公司奉献给上帝了。
I have given, devoted my whole company to the Lord.
我问我就是有点这个好奇啊，我私下问这位弟兄。
I was curious, so I asked this brother in private.
他就坐在我旁边。
He was sitting right next to me.
我说你公司多大
？How big is your company?
因为他看起来穿得像一个乡下人一样，我以为他公司大概小小的。
He looked like a countryman. He dressed like a countryman, so I thought his company was probably small.
结果他跟我讲，他说去年呢，上帝恩待他做了50亿。
So he told me that last year God was very blessed him a lot. His business was 5 billion.
50亿，这个换成美金的话，在美国也是个好大的公司。
Even if you translate that into U.S. dollar, it's a huge company.
后来我发现这个公司没有上市。
I found that this company was not on the market.
他跟他的家族。这是他们整个公司的拥有人。
He and his family own this company.
这也是亿万富翁啊。
This person is a billionaire.
不得了的，当然跟我说那个公司的名字我是不知道啊。
Of course I didn't know the name of the company.
我起先我他看我脸上一种不知道的这样的一个表情。
He saw my naive face when I heard his.
他就觉得很奇怪，你怎么不知道我这个公司？
He was,
肯定是一个非常有名的公司。
He couldn't understand why I didn't know about his company. So it must be a very famous company.
现在我也不记得他的公司叫什么名字。
Now I still don't remember the name of the company.
他说他把整个公司奉献给神了。
He said he has devoted all his company to the Lord.
而且他说到做到。
Besides, he did what he said.
这是后来我听到的事。
This is what I heard afterwards.
因为这个事工需要有一个固定的聚会的地方。
Because the ministry needed a regular meeting place.
他在他的家乡。
So in his country, his hometown.
不告诉你在哪里。
I cannot tell you where it is.
的乡下，他买了一个大农场。
In the country, he bought a farm.
然后前面的继续是农场。
So on surface is still a farm.
后面呢，他就出钱盖了很多的这个新的房子。
In the back of the farm, he built many new houses.
作为聚会的地方。
For meeting places.
作为训练的地方。
For training.
我打听了一下这一套整个的投资多少。
So I asked around how much he actually devoted in.
5,000,000人民币。
50 million.
Chinese dollars.
Chinese dollars. Thank you.
人民币 ，Yeah. 所以这不是少小的数目。
It's not a small number.
所以感谢主，我们看到一个人他有生命的改变。
We see the change in his life.
他原来是一个患得患失的人。
He was a person worrying about gaining and losing.
但是他信了耶稣以后。
After he became a believer.
他把他的整个企业交给耶稣。
He devoted all his company to the Lord.
上帝祝福他，钱越赚的越来越多。
And God blessed him. He was making more and more money.
他奉献也越来越多。
And so his offering was even greater and greater.
国内有些家庭教会有钱的不得了。
Many home churches in China are very wealthy.
特别在温州啊。
Especially in Wenzhou.
温州的教会的有很有钱。
Churches in Wenzhou are very wealthy.
那个拿出几千万来，一点问题都没有。
Several million dollars is not a big deal.
那么箴言上面也这样说。
Proverbs tells us.
耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
The blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it.
所以如果是真正的上帝赐福给你。
If it's indeed the Lord's blessing,
你在事业上面会富足
You will be wealthy in your profession.
而且这个富足是没有忧虑的。
And the wealth is, doesn't come with worry.
这才是真正的福。
That's true wealth.
所以啊，我们刚才讲，这个人付了代价。
And so we learned that this person paid a price.
第一，他睡眠不好。
Sleep quality was not good.
吃饭的时候要忧愁。
He worried even when he eats.
他更大的代价是什么？是他患得患失，内心不平安。
The even bigger price he paid is that he worried about gaining and losing and no inner peace.
但是这里还说了，他要付一个终极的代价。
But here in the scripture says that he would have to pay for an ultimate price.
什么是终极代价呢？
What's it, the ultimate price?
就是他这个他做的这些事情没有永恒的价值。
Because all he did has no eternal value.
就算是他一时富足。
Even though he was wealthy at the time.
但是他为了他的这个富足，摆上他自己真正的生命。
But he sacrificed, he paid his true life for the wealth.
他摆上了付上的代价，牺牲了他的家庭。
He paid the price of losing his family.
没有真正的价值。
There's no true value.
在圣经上面说，这样子的这种工作叫做草木和谐。
The Bible tells us this kind of work is work of wood, hay, or straw.
不能够经过考验的。
Cannot withstand trial.
一场火来，全部烧得光光的。
Fire will burn it all away.
不是金银宝石。
It's not gold, silver.
金银宝石是可以经过水火都不要紧。
Gold, silver, or precious stones can withstand any kind of test.
真正的有永恒价值的是金银宝石。
True eternal value is like gold, silver, or precious stones.
所以圣经上面用的这两个字叫枉然。
Therefore, Scripture uses this word in vain.
也就是说，他白做了。
In other words, it's all waste of time.
看起来人觉得很羡慕他。
People envy of him.
他虽然眼圈黑黑的。
Even though he worked till he has dark circles.
但是他是开了一个奔驰的车子。
He drives a Mercedes-Benz.
而且有司机。
Plus a driver.
哎，他这个好像过的生活很好。
He had a very good life.
但是圣经上面说这是枉然。
But the Bible tells us it's in vain.
我们首先要看到一件事情。
First we need to pay attention.
这个好多年前我给一个经济学的教授传福音。
Many years ago, I was trying to share the gospel with a professor in economics.
他说我不能信耶稣。
He said, I cannot believe in Jesus.
他说基督教就是你们的耶稣啊是反对经济的。
He said that Jesus, your Christianity, is against economics.
他说你不是说吗？财主进神的国比骆驼穿过针孔还难吗？
He said that doesn't the Bible say that it's harder for a wealthy man to enter the kingdom of God harder than a
camel,
going through the needle hole.
Eye of the needle.
Eye of the needle.
Yeah. 所以说你们基督教是反对人发财的。
Therefore Christianity is against people getting wealthy.
这段圣经一样啊。
So this scripture seems to be telling us the same thing.
他说耶和华所亲爱的人可以安然睡觉。
So those who God blesses can sleep well.
前面那个人发财呢却是上帝不喜欢的。
The person who became wealthy is not blessed by God.
是不是圣经的教导是要我们不要发财啊？
So is this Bible tells us not to get wealthy?
是不是圣经的教导告诉我们不需要努力啊？
Does Bible tell us not to work hard?
当然不是。
Of course not.
我们不要有这样子的误解。
We shouldn't have this kind of misunderstanding.
以为只要上帝青睐我们就不需要努力。
We thought as long as God loves us, we don't have to work hard.
所以呢我们只要追求属灵的事情。
We just have to seek spiritual things.
虽然这个肚子饿饿的。
Even when we are hungry.
但是呢我们穷得很愉快。
And we are happy even when we are very poor.
我想不是的。
That's not the case.
圣经对于财富并没有这个直接的这个负面的教训。
Bible doesn't teach against wealth.
贪财是万恶之根。
Greedy is the root of all sins.
是贪恋财产的人是万恶之根。
It's the greediness that's the root of all the sins.
没有说财富是万恶之根。
It doesn't say that wealth is the root of sins.
那个年轻人，那个有钱的 rich ruler, young ruler.
The rich young ruler.
他来到耶稣的面前。
He came to Jesus.
耶稣说你要变卖你所有的财产来跟从我
Jesus said you have to sell all your possessions to follow me
那乃是因为这个人把他的财产看得太重了
Because that young ruler paid too much attention for his, on his possessions
因为他心里面已经装不下上帝
Because his heart has no room for Jesus
所以上帝要基本上把他的心里面全部倒空了
And therefore Jesus need to empty his heart
所以告诉他你要把你的财产变卖去分给穷人
Therefore he said you have to sell all your possessions to help the poor
然后来跟从我
And then you come follow me
耶稣知道他喜欢钱财
Jesus knows that he loves money
耶稣说必有财宝在天上等着你
Jesus said there is treasure in heaven waiting for you
我们一般人都不喜欢天上的财宝
Most people don't like treasure in heaven. We like treasure on earth. Treasure on earth is true treasure.
天上的财宝嘛，那个是将来的事情，有没有不知道。
Treasure in heaven is for future. We don't care as much.
所以这个是我们对上帝的话打折扣。
This is how we discount God's word.
所以上帝绝对没有告诉我们不需要努力工作
So God never tells us not to work hard
反而圣经上面的教训告诉我们说
On the contrary, what the Bible tells us is this
若有人不肯做工就不可以吃饭
The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat
很明显的神不要我们偷懒
Obviously God does not want us to be lazy
所以我们每一个人都应该努力工作的
Therefore all should work hard
所以这段圣经绝对不是叫我们不要工作，不要努力。
So this scripture doesn't tell us not to work hard.
好，我们现在再来看，就是这一个下面这个人呢、啊，这现在讲的是两个极端哈。
So let's continue to see the next this person.
说下面这个人是上帝叫他安然睡觉。
This person God tells him to sleep well.
所以这样的人的话就不会去找江弟兄。
So he doesn't need to find Dr. John.
那么在希伯来文里面它的Shana 这个字是熟睡的意思
In Hebrew Shana means sleep well
意思是说是一个不但睡而且这个睡觉的品质非常好
Means that only this person can sleep but also sleeps well good quality
所以这个人呢、啊、不但吃得饱也睡得稳妥
So this person not only can eat well but also sleep well
哦，这是一个很大的福分哦
It's a huge blessing
这个能够睡得好的人真是不容易啊。
Person can sleep well, it's not easy.
特别是我这个年纪比较大的人。
Sure, especially people like my age.
常常莫名其妙的半夜就会醒来。
Often, I just wake up in the middle of night for no reason.
我醒来也没有说去想，哎呀，我这个钱财会失掉，有人来谋我的钱财，不是的。
When I wake up in the middle of night, I don't worry about people taking my money.
因为我根本没有钱。
Because I don't have money.
但是因为年纪大了就会这个样子
It's because it's aging, part of aging
所以这个人说能够吃得饱而且睡得稳妥为什么呢
So this person says to eat well and sleep well, why?
原因很简单圣经上面说他是耶和华所亲爱的
The reason for his sleeping well, eating well is because he's God, who God loves
意思说这个人与神的关系很密切
Meaning that this person's relationship with God is intimate
他是走在神的旨意当中的
He walks in God's will
在主里面有平安
He has peace in the Lord
所以我们英文圣中文圣经把它翻成说安然睡觉
So in the scripture says you sleep well in peace
那么怎么样能够安然呢
So how can we have peace
哦，我们在我们的基督徒当然我们每个人都有我们自己的事业
We all have our work.
我们今天这个讲道是讲到我们基督徒在我们的事业发展上面该注意什么事情。
So today what I'm talking about is what we Christians should pay attention to at our job.
我们如果要在我们的神的旨意当中的话
If we want to stay in God's will,
我们当然需要明白神的旨意。
We need to understand His will.
第二件事情是我们要努力工作。
The second thing is we have to work hard.
第三件事情是要祷告交托。
Third thing is that we have to pray and trust.
这是我们明白神的旨意啊。啊，非常重要的对不起，这是我们要在主里面要有我们自己的事业非常重要的三件事情。
This is how we can have our profession in God's will. We have to pay attention to.
我记得好多年前我在匹兹堡的时候。
Many years ago when I was in Pittsburgh.
有两位教会的弟兄。
There were two brothers in my church.
他们想创业。
They want to start a business.
他们两个人都是做软件的工程师。
They were both software engineer.
他们想成立一个软件公司。
They want to start a software company.
那么他们经过很长时间的祷告。
After a long prayer.
而且这两位弟兄都是我们教会的主要的同工。
And both brothers were key co-worker in our church.
那么他们也来问我，也问另外一位长老。
They came to ask me and another elder.
我们都觉得非常的好。
We both felt that it's a good idea.
所以呢，他们知道这是神的旨意。
So they knew that it was God's will.
所以他们两个人都把他们自己的工作辞掉了。
So they both quit their job.
然后他们需要资金，就把自己的一些积蓄拿出来。
So they take out their saving for starting fund.
那么我跟喜林经过一些祷告以后
，Me and my wife after prayer.
我们也拿出钱来投资在他的公司里。
We also contribute some money to their start fund.
他们这个公司有个名字。
There's the name for the company.
叫 UJB.
It's called UJB.
三个英文字母啊。
Three English letters.
那么是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
你如果看这个英文圣经这个诗篇127篇的第一节。
If you read Psalm 127, the first verse.
若不是耶和华建造。
Unless the Lord builds.
在古本的圣经是 unless Jehovah built.
In King James Version, it says unless Jehovah builds.
所以是 J U J B.
So the acronym for those three words U J B.
哇，我心里很感动。
I was deeply touched.
我说这个公司非成功不可。
I said this company would for sure succeed.
而且我看到这两位弟兄也没有眼圈黑黑的。
And the two brothers didn't have dark circle.
吃饭的时候吃了很多。
And they ate a lot.
他食量也很好。
Good appetite.
对，家庭关系也非常好。
Have very good family life.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
所以他们知道是神的旨意。
So they knew that was God's will.
他们愿意这样做。
They were willing to do that.
那么然后呢，他们努力工作。
And they worked hard.
但是没有过分。
But not extreme.
而且最重要的是祷告交托。
Most important is they pray and trust.
所以心里面没有重担。
So they didn't have heavy burden in their heart.
好，我们现在花点时间呢，怎么样晓得这是神的旨意
？Now let's see how we can understand God's will.
我相信第一个原则就是要不违反圣经的原则。
Now first principle is shouldn't violate biblical principles.
神不会要你去做一些这种神不喜悦的事情。
That God will not ask you to do things that He is not pleased.
这跟我们选择工作有关系。
Has a lot to do with how we choose our profession.
我几年前在休斯顿碰到一位姐妹。
A few years ago, I met a sister in Houston.
我说你做什么工作
？I asked her, "What do you do?"
她说我是个会计。
She said, "I'm an accountant."
我说在哪里做会计
？I asked her, "Where do you work as an accountant?"
她说我是个会计。
She said, "I'm an accountant."
我说在哪里做会计
？I said, "Where?"
我是个会计。
She said, "I'm an accountant."
后来我才晓得。
Later, I found out.
她是在一个公司，那个公司啊，专门做那个叫什么吃饺子的老虎是吧
？Slot machine.
Slot machine. 对了。
So she worked at a company who makes slot machine.
在赌场里面
，in the gambling place.
你把钱摆进去，然后一拉，哐哐钱掉下来。
Yeah, slot machine.Company.
哐哐钱掉下来，这是很少有的事情。
It's unusual that you gave.
大部分的时间是一拉，什么事都没有。
Yeah.
掉下去的钱都泡汤了。
It's more often that you play the game and lose the money.
这种赌博让人家上瘾。
This kind of gambling can get people addicted.
虽然在美国是合法的。
Even though it's legal in this country.
但神不喜悦。
But God is not pleased.
所以你如果要成立一个这样的公司
Therefore, if you want to build up a company like that,
我劝你不要做。
I advise you not to.
所以第一件事情是你要不要违反圣经的原则。
So the first thing is not to violate biblical principle.
我想大部分的我们的这个做的工作大概都不会违反圣经的原则。
I think most of us, our jobs are not against biblical principle.
所以第二件事情就是你必须要有内心的平安。
Second thing is that you should have inner peace.
那么经过祷告
After praying,
你有平安。
You have peace.
有没有平安你自己知道。
You know if you have peace.
好，第三。
The third thing is,
要客观的印证
should have objective confirmation.
这所谓客观的印证意思是说是不在我的能力范围之内能够控制这个事情的这个发生的
Objective confirmation are things that are out of my control.
圣经上面有一个人叫做基甸
Bible says there's this guy Gideon.
那么当时的以色列是一个很弱小的民族
At that time Israel country was a very small country.
他们强敌压境
Lots of strong enemies
上帝却要基甸起来带领以色列人去抵抗这些强敌
But God wanted Gideon to get up and lead the Israel country to fight against those huge enemies
基甸说怎么是我啊
Gideon said why me
所以他就向上帝求客观的印证
So he asked for objective confirmations from God.
第一个印证是他献祭的时候把那些肉摆在祭坛上面。
The first thing he asked for is when he offered the meat on the altar.
他求神降天火来把这些肉烧着了。
He asked God to send fire from heaven to burn those meat.
因为他献的是燔祭。
Because he sent the burn offering.
那么果然有天火下来
indeed,
把这个肉烧着了
Indeed, there was fire from heaven and burned the meat
这是一个神迹
That's a miracle
但是他心里面还不满意
But he was still not satisfied
他跟神讲他说我们那个时候以色列人都住帐篷
At that time Israel all lived in tents
他说我会把一团羊毛摆在我的帐篷外面
He said that I would put a ball of lamb wool
如果明天早上我起来的时候
If tomorrow morning when I wake up
到处都是露水光只有这团羊毛是干的
Everywhere there's dew but the wool is dry
这就是你的旨意
That's your confirmation
各位这是不可能的事情哦结果果然他第二天起来的时候发现羊毛是干的
This is impossible but indeed he found the wool to be dry next morning
到处都是露水
And everywhere was dew
他还没有这个完全满意
Still, he was not satisfied.
他又跟上帝讲
And he talked to God again.
他说我再把羊毛摆在外面
He said, I will put the wool again outside of the tent.
是干的
And it's dry.
第二天早上起来
The next morning,
到处都是干的只有羊毛湿的
He said, everywhere is dry, but the wool is wet.
果然上帝又成全他第三个这样子的印证的旨意
Indeed, God gave him the confirmation again.
他才真正的晓得是上帝要他做这件事。
And he finally agreed that God wanted him to do this.
那后来呢？有他招兵买马，招了很多人。
And later he gathered a lot of people.
长话短说，他最后只要了300人。
Long story short, he just wanted 300 people.
他居然用300人击退了几万个敌人。
He used 300 people to defeat more than several thousands of people.
这是非常重要的一个例子
It's a very important example
那么这三个原则当中最不保险的最糟糕的是哪一个呢
Out of these three principles What is the worst one?
内心的平安最靠不住
The inner peace is most unreliable
因为我们都是罪人啊
Because we're all sinners
我们常常忽略掉圣灵的感动
We often ignore the movement from the Holy Spirit
把自己的私欲当成神的旨意
We take our own desire as God's will
所以客观的印证最重要
Therefore the objective confirmation is most important
所以第二我们需要努力工作
So secondly we need to work hard
箴言说懒惰使人沉睡懈怠的人必受饥饿
Proverbs says that laziness brings on deep sleep and the shiftless go hungry.
第三，我们要祷告交托。
Third, we have to pray and trust.
圣经上面说应当一无挂虑，只要将凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Philippians 4:7 says, Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
为什么这个人能够安然睡觉？
Why can this person sleep in peace?
因为他已经把这件事情交在神的手里。
Because he has given God all his worry.
成也好不成也好，
whether succeed or not,
都是上帝的作为。
It's all in God's hand.
上帝所做的事情每一件事情都有他的美意。
God has aPurpose in everything he does.
就算上帝把这件事情没有成，
even if it doesn't work,
他可以牵着我们的手走另外一条路。
God will lead us into another path.
所以我们还有什么忧虑了？
So why do we worry?
所以我们可以安然睡觉。
Therefore we can sleep well.
就算我们在苦难当中，我们都可以有平安。
Even in suffering we can have peace.
在诗篇73篇有一个生病的人。
There is a sick person in Psalm.
他说你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。
This person says, you guide me with your counsel and afterward you will take me into glory.
不知道他生什么病，
don't know about the sickness this person had.
但是显然不是一个小小的疾病，
obviously not a small thing.
而且显然不是一时生病，他可能是一个慢性的病。
It's probably a chronic disease, not an acute thing.
他说我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
He said that my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
哦，又出这种事情。好，我就想起有一个故事。
So this reminds me of a story.
这是发生在差不多200年前的事情。
This happened about 200 years ago.
那么是发生在英国。
Happened in England.
那么在一个小小的这个乡村的一个村庄里面。
In a country small village.
来了一个传道人。
There's a minister.
他是一个旅行的传道人。
He's a traveling minister.
那么他到这个村庄里传福音。
When he came to that village to preach,
结果呢他发现一个 小孩子。
He found a little kid.
这个小孩子呢是一个白痴。
This child it has problem with in, cognitive problems.
Yeah, yeah. 他是一个智障的孩子。
Disabled child.
那么大家呢其他的孩子们都是就是取笑他。
Many other kids would laugh at him.
而且这个孩子脏得不得了。
And he was dirty in his appearance.
还其他的孩子们打他，他身上面都很多伤口。
Other kids would beat him up, so he had a lot of wounds.
这个传道人非常的可怜他。
So this minister really had pity on him.
就带他去洗了澡，给他买的衣服给他穿了。
So he took him in and bathed him and gave him new clothes.
然后呢教他读圣经。
And he taught him to read the Bible.
但这个孩子实在是笨了。
But this child really had learning problem.
他不能够学圣经。
He couldn't learn the Bible.
所以这个传道人后来就说这样子吧，我就教他诗篇第23篇，这是最简单的。
So this minister said, okay, I will just teach him the Psalm 23.
但他还是学不住。
He still cannot learn.
那这样吧，就学一节好了，诗篇的23篇第一节。
He said, okay, let me just teach him one verse then, the first verse.
所以他还是没有办法。
He still couldn't learn.
所以他就说这样子，第一节里面的第一句话。
He said, okay, the first phrase in the first verse then.
耶和华是我的牧者。
It says,
the Lord
is my shepherd.
因为这个孩子是一个牧童。
Because the child was a shepherd.
所以他就想起用一个这个孩子很熟悉的一个经节来教这个孩子。
So he used something that the child was very familiar with to teach him the verse.
但是连半节圣经他都记不住。
But even half of the scripture he couldn't memorize.
所以这个传道人说，你把你的手拿出来。
So the minister asked him to take out his hand.
他说，看哈， The Lord is my shepherd.
He used his finger and taught him, The Lord is my shepherd.
五个字。
Five words.
就是耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd. Five words.
然后呢，总算是这个孩子。总算勉强记住。
Eventually, finally, the child learned these five words.
但是他每次要读的时候，
But every time he was about to read,
他都要把手伸出来。
He had to lift up his hand.
然后说 The Lord is my shepherd. 才记住。
He needs to use his fingers to guide him to memorize.
很笨的一个孩子。
Really had a learning problem.
好了，这个传道人后来走了。
Afterwards, the minister left.
两年以后，
Two years later,
传道人回到这个。
Minister went back to the village.
他很想念这个孩子。
He really missed the child.
说是孩子哪里站到哪里去了。
So he was asked about the child.
人家跟他讲，哎呀，很不幸啊，去年呢，这个孩子有一天在放羊的时候。
Oh, they said that unfortunately one day when he was taking care of the sheep.
他有一只羊掉到悬崖底下。
One sheep fell into the valley.
他为了去找。
He was looking for the sheep.
他自己也掉到悬崖底下。
He also fell into the valley.
他说我们找到他的时候他已经死了。
When we found him, he was dead already.
不过这传道人心里面很难过。
The minister was really sad.
心里面想这个孩子得救了没有。
He was wondering if the child was saved.
然后这些村庄里面人就跟他讲，他说有一件事情很奇怪。
So the people in that village told him, one thing's very strange.
他说这个孩子死的时候是他的右手抓住他的左手的这个无名指。
He said that when the child died, his right hand was holding on to the fourth finger on his left hand.
这个传道人说，感谢主，他得救了。
The minister says that, praise the Lord, he was saved.
你知道，而且这个村庄里面跟他讲，这个孩子啊，虽然死了，但是脸上有个笑容。
People in that village told him that even though he died with a smile on his face.
原来这个孩子。
And why? Because the child.
我相信他已经受了重伤的时候。
When he was deeply, greatly wounded.
他心里面还在念那节圣经。
He was reciting that verse in his heart.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He was reciting, The Lord is my shepherd.
当他抓到这个无名指的时候
When he counted to that fourth finger
My shepherd 我的牧者
My
你知道这个孩子跟上帝的关系是非常的亲密
You know the relationship between the child and God was very intimate
上帝不是别人的
God was not other people's
是我的
It's his
这就是为什么以后我们这个无名指是代表一个亲密的关系。
Oh, that's why the fourth finger stands for, indicate intimate relationship.
就是为什么我们结婚的时候戴结婚戒指戴在这个指头上面。
That's why we put our, marriage ring on that finger.
就是这样来的。那有人问
Where it's from?
为什么你没有把你的戒指戴在这个
So people ask me why I'm not wearing my wedding ring on that finger.
我的结婚戒指早就丢掉了。
I've lost my wedding ring long time ago.
这是后来买的。
I bought this later on.
那么那个时候人比较胖。
I was heavier at that time.
所以我是摆在我的这个无名指上。
So I wear that on the fourth finger at that.
后来上帝的恩典，我人瘦。
So later on, I lost weight.
就有一天，我忽然看到怎么地上有一个戒指。
One day, I found a ring on the floor.
就一看，就是我的戒指。
Oh, I realized that's my wedding ring.
原来掉下来都不知道。
It fell off. I didn't even notice.
所以我就摆在我的中指上。
So I now wear it on my third finger.
我出去讲道，有许多人问这个问题。
So many people ask me when I go preach.
我们教会也有人问过我这个问题。
People in our church ask me the same question.
趁这个机会解释一下。
So I, now,
跟今天的讲道没有关系。
Now I give you the explanation. It's nothing to do with my sermon.
好，因为时间的关系，我们必须要跳过去。
Because of time, I need to skip to the end.
好， 那么这里告诉我们，我们要走在神的道路当中。
So we learn that we need to walk in God's way.
走后门的人没有神的祝福。
Those that walk through the back door is not blessed by God.
但是我们常常为了要走捷径，要达到我们事业的这个成功。
But often we want to take shortcut to our success of our business.
我们走后门。
We take the back door.
所以最后讲一个笑话就结束。
Now I want to give you a joke.
我在网上面看到的啊。
I found this from the internet.
说阿呆给领导送红包的时候，两个人对话颇有意思。
It's a very interesting conversation between a subordinate and his supervisor.
领导说你这是什么意思？
So the subordinate was trying to bribe the supervisor and asking, what do you mean by this?
这阿呆就说没有什么意思，意思意思而已。
The subordinate said, no, it's nothing, just something.
喂，不简单哦。这领导就说你这样就不够意思了。
The supervisor said, wow, this is too much.
阿呆说小意思小意思。
The subordinate said, it's just something.
领导说你这人真有意思。
The supervisor says, wow, you indeed have something.
阿呆说其实也没有别的意思。
The subordinate says, I actually don't have nothing.
领导说那我就不好意思了。
The supervisor says, okay, then I will take your nothing.
阿呆就说是我不好意思。
Subordinate
我已经把这个都先 email 给他哈，他看了以后他说我不晓得怎么翻译，但他现在还是翻译了。其实这个故事到这里好像完但没有完哈，下面讲的一段话是我加上去的啊，什么？上帝说你们两个人都没有意思。
God said you both are meaningless.
都是枉然。
It's all in vain.
因为你们做的事情不走在上帝的道路上。
You're not walking in God's path.
没有永恒的意义。
No eternal value.
都是枉然。
It's all in vain.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's all bow our head and pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
借着你的话语来提醒我们。
Through your words, you remind us.
我们谢谢你借着诗人。
We thank you through the poet.
告诉我们我们要走在你的道路里面。
Tell us that we need to walk in your way.
你所亲爱的必然祝福。
Who you love, you will bless.
愿我们所有的我们的 CCMC, 所有的弟兄姐妹们都受神的祝福。
Pray that everyone in CCMC will be blessed by God.
感谢祷告奉主的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.